freestyle motocrosser Kevin Johnson had the speed and style to win the gold medal at X Games 14 11 years ago. Now with a wife and five kids, KJ has settled down to suburban life in the Houston, Texas area. He's only doing shows to have an opportunity to share his faith. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more at WWIB.com. Kevin Johnson's back with me on the show today. So the biggest year for you, Kevin, was 2008 on the motocross circuit when you won gold at the X Games. And I think those were held out in L.A., weren't they?
Yes, sir, they were. We were Home Depot Center in L.A. And so I was learning the backflip that summer, and I really wanted to get it down. But I just wasn't that comfortable. Part of it was I was riding a 254 stroke bike, and later I switched to 450, and that made the backflip much, much easier just because of the horsepower. But I was doing flips into the foam pit, and I thought I was ready, so I went to dirt. First flip I tried, the rotation was okay, but I actually went a little slow, so I kind of came up short on distance on the landing and hit the front wheel and crashed and knocked myself cuckoo and ripped my chin up, had to go get some stitches. So that was my very first attempt to dirt. It was unsuccessful. And then I went back, did the foam pit some more. So I went to dirt again. First flip, perfect. Second flip, under-rotated a little and crashed. And so that was about 3 weeks before X Games, and we loaded everything up after that and went west out to L.A. And so I came into the deal with three attempts under my belt, only one of which was successful, and was kind of stressing over it, but told myself, look, if I get into a medal run, if I'm in the top four and I have a chance at a medal, I'm just going to hold it wide open, lean back, and hope I flip. And so that was the game plan coming in. And we had a pastor friend who traveled with us at the time. So by this point, I was riding with Team Faith, which is a ministry out of Tennessee that does a lot of chapel services and ministry through motocross and freestyle motocross, and that's the team I was riding for. So I was in a really cool situation, traveling with a pastor. My mechanic was a solid Christian guy. We got together and worshiped and prayed at every event, and we did ministry at every event, and just a really great environment to be in. So I was fortunate to be surrounded by some really solid guys. And one of them, a pastor out of the Chicago area named Larry Dean, he came up to me the morning of semifinals and said, you know what, I just have been praying through this, and I really feel that God wants you to be like David. And I said, be like David? What do you? And he said, look, go with what you know how to do. You know, Saul put his armor on David, and David couldn't even walk in it. He said he went out with a slingshot, and he slayed the giant. And he trusted the Lord, and he put his faith in what God called him to do. And that's what you're supposed to do today. He said, stop thinking about doing a backflip. Put it out of your mind. Go with the tricks you know. Do your best, and this is going to be a good day. And I just said, okay. And we prayed through it a little bit, and I went down for the semifinals. And the very first run, I qualified eighth. I barely made semifinals. It was top eight, and I kind of think they gave me a pass just because I was one of the few racers who showed up for the event. So I qualified eighth, and so it was bracket racing, one more, you know, head-to-head, winner advances, loser goes home. My very first run, I should have gone up against Nate Adams, who had qualified first. So I'm eighth place guy. He's number one qualifier. We're supposed to race. We go out to ride a couple laps to warm up the bikes, and his bike breaks. The motor blows up. And so they don't know what to do. There was supposed to be an alternate waiting, but the alternate wasn't there. And so they just looked at me and said, hey, you get a pass. You don't, you know, you're not racing first round, back up, get away from the gate, you get a pass. So automatically I go from, you know, barely making the semifinals to worst I'm going to do is fourth place. And I'm like, what is going on right now? So we're watching Travis Pastrana, who is one of the greatest freestyle motocrossers ever, one of the fastest racers ever in his prime as well. The guy's incredible, easy favorite for this event. And he's winning his, no problem, and he clips a little jump going into a corner, not even a freestyle jump, just a little double into the corner, his front wheel washes out, really hard-packed dirt, and the dude slaps his head on the ground, and he's unconscious. doesn't he wakes up, he sits on the hay bale right next to me, and he looks at me and says, I don't even know where we are. What's going on? And so he's done for the day for sure. And then we look up, and there's another race between Ronnie Renner, another legend in freestyle, and Mike Mason, another guy who cut his teeth racing first and then got into freestyle, both of whom are very good. And Mason's winning their race, and his bike starts smoking, and it breaks. And so I line up on the gold medal run against Ronnie Renner, and he looks at me on the starting line and says, I'm good with second. My shoulder hurts.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? I don't even know if he's telling me the truth at this point or what, but if you watch the race, Renner had flip tricks, he had huge tricks, and he just didn't do them. And I won easily and won the gold medal. And so I tell the story telling people that God gave me a gold medal. Like, for all of those things to happen is just incredible. I end up with a gold medal, and I get to talk about Jesus in front of millions of people on TV. It was just a crazy day.
I guess. What a story. Kevin Johnson, the professional freestyle motocross competitor, with me today from his home down in Houston, Texas. And let's plan a getting together and visit about the opportunities, the chances that God's given you to share your faith at these motocross events, Kevin. So thanks for coming by today. Appreciate it again. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.